Hello, my name is Mr. Joe, and my living book is called The Two Coyotes. Two Coyotes is a legend that was told to me, or it was first told by my great-great-grandfather, who passed it down through our family, and my grandfather told me this story. So, it's about these two coyotes. One is an elder coyote, and one is a younger coyote, like a teenager or maybe a little bit younger, 9 or 10 year old. And it's based on what these younger coyotes were going to do. They were making plans to go, and they knew that just out of the forest where they were living, there was a farm. And there, in the farm, there's some chickens. And these young coyotes knew that at a certain time every day, the grandfather of that farm would feed the chickens. And these young coyotes thought it was would be very funny, and they did enjoy it, to chase the chickens when they were trying to eat. And the young coyotes thought this was one of the best activities that they could do during the day, one of the things that they would do. They would make plans to go and bug the chickens. And so the young coyotes were in their home, and they were talking amongst each other and making plans of, okay, let's tell everybody, let's tell our parents that we're going to go for a swim in the creek. Okay, let's go tell your parents we're going to go for a swim in the creek, and then we'll sneak down to the farm, and I know how to get in to the chicken coop. There's a hole, and I can get underneath, and we can get inside, and we can chase the chickens. Okay, go ahead, let's do that. And so they started doing that, and the elder coyote noticed that the young coyotes were making plans. And so the elder coyote knew that these young coyotes often went to the farm, and they were told to stay away from there. That the coyotes would go and they would go and catch a chicken and they would eat it. But they would only do that sometimes, not every day, not all the time, and they wouldn't eat them all. Because they knew that the farmers, they used the chickens as well. And so they were showing respect towards that. And so this elder coyote went down to the edge of the field in the forest, and he was sitting there waiting, and sure enough, these young coyotes sneaking around, and they were laughing and playing and jumping around and saying, oh yeah, my parents believed me. I told them we were going for a swim, and they said, go right ahead. That sounds like a good idea. You need a bath anyway. And the grandfather coyote saw his grandson running along with the rest of the young coyotes. And he said, grandson, come with me over here. And so the grandson's like, no, grandpa. I want to go with my friends for a swim. No, you're going to stay here with me. And I have something to talk to you about. And so he tells his friends, I have to stay with my grandpa over here. So I'm going to stay over here, see you guys later. And so he's at the edge of the field, and at the other end of the field is the farm where the chickens are. And at the same time every day, the grandfather at that farm comes out with his granddaughter with a bucket, and they're getting ready to feed the chickens. And he's watching them, and the grandfather coyote says, now grandson, I am a coyote, and you are another one. And this young coyote says, no, I'm not another one. I'm a coyote. Grandpa, I'm a coyote. Look at me. I look the same as you. Look at my head. Look at my tail. I'm a coyote. I'm not another one. And the grandfather says, no, grandson. I am a coyote. And you are another one. And so he says, well, grandson, I'll show you. He says, do you see those humans down there? The grandpa and his granddaughter, they're out there every day. When I cross the field, you watch, and the granddaughter over there, she's going to tell her grandpa, look, there's a coyote when I go out in the field. And when she says that, I'll cross the field, and I'll signal for you to come and do the same. And when that granddaughter sees you, she's going to say, look, grandpa, there's another one. And the grandson coyote says, no, 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 look at me, I'm big and husky and tough. She's going to say, look at that coyote, wow, look at that coyote. And that's what she's going to say when I cross the field, and then I can prance across and meet you on the other side. I'll do that, yes. So the grandpa coyote says, okay, here I go. And he starts going across the field, and he, sure enough, he slows down, he waits, and the granddaughter, he's pulling on her grandpa's coat, look, grandpa, look, there's a coyote in the field, grandpa, look. And the grandpa says, yes, 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 granddaughter, there's a coyote. And the elder coyote smiles, and he continues across the field, and he gets to the other side in the forest, and he signals for his grandson to come across. Okay, grandson, come over. So he sticks his chest out, and he lifts his head up high, and he's trying to look the best he can, and he starts going out, and he's prancing and hopping around and trying to look the best he can, and the granddaughter sees him. Grandpa, grandpa, look, there's another one. Another one, grandpa. And boy, that grandson coyote, he was getting mad, and he stomps his feet on the ground, and he runs across. That little girl, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm a coyote, and she's calling me another one. I don't understand. And the grandfather coyote says, grandson, I'm a coyote, and you are another one. That's the story. So what I was telling the other part of the story is there's a moral to the story. What I had to find out from my grandfather was he didn't tell me why he was telling me that story. He didn't explain to me that, you know, the friends that I had were making poor choices. And he would tell me that story every time I would start to get into some trouble and do things that I shouldn't be doing. He would pull me aside and tell me that story. And I heard it over and over and over and many times when I was young. And the time that I remember the most is when I was 13 years old, I noticed, and my grandfather pointed it out to me, he says, you have a whole bunch of new friends. And what do you notice about your new friends? And I was like, I don't know. He said, well, all your old friends, they're all at home helping their families. Your new friends are off doing something else, and all of them smoke cigarettes. And I went, oh. And then I started to think about my new friends that I wanted. I started to realize that I wanted to try cigarettes when I was 13. I wanted to try smoking. But I never did try because my grandfather told me that story. And what he was saying is that I'm a good coyote and I do good things and you're going to be another one. So that's what the moral of the story is. I'm a coyote and you are another one. And so the grandpa is teaching his grandson how to be a good coyote and not do things you shouldn't be doing.